This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It is your sports bros, Rob.
Dead sir.
That's me, Big Six, right over there.
With dude.
We've also got Will Ortner in today for Ryan Buckley, who is expected to return to our broadcast tomorrow. I did just text with Mr. Buckley.
And it makes me sad.
And he did bet on TGL tonight. He laid the money, the minus 175 on New York, and he is currently up 5-0.
It's New York versus what, Tiger's team, right?
Yeah, Jupiter, Tiger's team is absolutely dreadful. That's Jupiter.
Yeah.
And they have Kevin Kisner and Tiger on the same team, and that is not going well for them.
Well, I saw it today because it was on that old Charlie Woods was walking in there with him. Mm-hmm. But because Tiger Woods has a daughter too. Does he just hate her? Is she?
No, she's a. She's.
I've never seen her once.
Yeah, she's with him. She was with him at the, was it the last match? You know that they played. Yeah. You know those little stupid matches they do in Vegas. You know.
Yeah.
He was in one, and she was riding there in the cart with him, and yeah, she's around. She's a good golfer too.
A lot of Charlie Woods. Don't see a lot of the hell her name is.
Well, the sexist media covers Charles more than her. I don't even know her name. I mean, we're so sexist. We're falling into the trap of this American sexism.
I just thought about that. It's like every time I see Charlie Woods, who is not very good at golf, but we're still trying to make him good at golf. He's the Bronny James of the golf world. And I'm like, what happened to the other Tiger Woods kid? And is she ever like, hey, what the hell, man?
I'm going to jot this down for my notes. It just jogged my memory. We had a somewhat sexist moment at the house today.
Did you?
Yeah.
You sexist son of a bitch.
Well.
Were you called out for it?
No, I'm the hero.
Oh, you're the hero of the
You know
story.
Why? Because I'm the man.
No. Oh boy.
No, I'm the hero. It's a whole thing. I'll have to tee it up for you.
The club.
I'm gonna put it in my notes and we're gonna talk about
it. Go ahead and jot that down, please.
Because my wife, and she's pretty sensitive about it, and I understand why.
Oh boy.
But she had to take an L today. She had to take an L.
Did you gloat a little?
No, again, this does not really involve me other than me being a hero.
I'm just saying, I was, if she took an L, I was just wondering it, because already I could see you're a little cocky there.
It's not me. It's right. It's someone else.
Okay. Hey, we've all had to take that L
and
sometimes.
She took the L.
It happens.
Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about Tyreek Hill v. Noah Lyles. Mm-hmm. And then we have I saw a nugget on Coach Prime that I'd like to bring to your attention.
Let's do it.
If I may. So that's coming up. In the club, we're going to talk about cold temperatures and tough start to the year for air travel and all that. But
Yeah. Have you seen the video coming out of
Toronto?
Dude, that's insane.
It is insane. No one died. How does no one die?
I cannot process that.
So we'll get to that coming up 6 to 7 right now. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Spit all that.
Number five.
Well, really big news here, guys, as the Carolina Panthers have re-signed backup quarterback Andy Dalton to a two-year deal.
Well, supposedly, he's got a really good rapport with Bryce Young. And so I think, one, it's always good to have a backup quarterback. Two, no one knows if Bryce Young is ever going to be any good, although he showed signs. And I guess he is a stabilizing force inside there. So whatever was working there to get Bryce Young to turn it around, keep that going.
Would you like to guess the career earnings of one Andy Dalton, Red Rocket?
I'll bet you it's the Red Rifle. It's not the Red Rocket.
Oh, sorry.
Rocket is something completely different.
That's a dog's penis.
That is a dog's penis.
My bad. Sorry
about
that. He's
not a dog's dong.
Right.
No.
As far as we know.
I'm going to say, I'll bet you it's significant.
Well, okay. What do you got?
$95
million. $110 million that dude has
made. Good to be the Red Rocket.
Can you believe that?
And not the Red Rocket. Although maybe it is good to be a Red Rocket. I don't know.
Five different teams. That's crazy.
He had the bulk of it in Cincinnati. I mean, he was the starter in Cincinnati for a while.
He's actually
he's good.
Pretty good.
Yes. He is a solid quarterback.
Big blow to number three, Duke. They continue to run roughshod through the ACC. Top reserve Malik Brown goes down with a dislocated shoulder.
You're saying for the year, right?
Yeah, he's going to be out a while. Syracuse transfer, second on the team in steals, third in blocks. We have a top 25 matchup in the Big Ten tonight as Purdue is visiting Michigan State, and they are at the half. Sparty leads 33-31. The Ducks are back in action tomorrow at Iowa. Yeah, on the Fan.
You'll hear it right here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hot 5 at 5 tomorrow for us.
Well, no, the Hot 5 at 5 will be scalding because it will be Joey Mack with Oregon-Iowa pregame.
I don't even know if I can handle that. That's temperature of the sun type scalding behavior. Right,
and look, it should be mentioned here. We talked about it at the start of the show. Kansas BYU on the hardwood tonight.
Yeah. Hey,
the show rivalry.
What happened last year? We took you down.
Yeah, well, you'll probably take us down again.
Believe
we're
it or not,
very good.
BYU in this game favored by what?
They
three
are
points?
By three, yeah.
By the way, I'm not.
Kansas sucks.
I'm not betting on that.
I also have I'm on this email list of this guy named Mike Vernon, and he's a KU insider.
I thought you were talking about Mike Vernon, the hockey goalie.
And he just sent out a thing about how apparently after the last game, Kansas lost to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it all came to a head, and the players confronted the coaching staff.
Oh, boy.
So it is not good.
A little mutiny there in Lawrence?
A mini mutiny. He said it was intense.
Huh. Hey, at least it's not in Lawrence because right now it's 0 degrees in Lawrence.
So either Kansas wins by 30 or BYU wins by 60.
You're not going to be able to handle our four whites. Are you kidding me? You got a Russian? You're going down.
Former Mariner great Justin Turner signs a one-year, $6 million deal with the Cubs.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
He's still getting...
Also called the Red Rocket.
You're getting $6 million, dude. It's good to be Justin Turner.
And the Angels announced Mike Trout moving to right field in order to preserve his body.
Yeah.
The Jays and Vlad Jr. couldn't figure it out, so that paves the way for him to hit free agency this November.
Yeah. That's going to be a big old payday.
Toronto said they offered him a record-setting deal. He says, well, they have their numbers and I have mine.
He's a Boris guy, too.
So
did you see Devers, too, refused to move from third and DH?
Yeah, that's his bag. Bregman?
They said Bregman. He said, I'm not moving. It's my position. They said, what about DH? And he said, no. Didn't even wait for the interpreter. No.
Luka and the Lakers visit Portland on Thursday. First game after the All-Star break for the Blazers, who suddenly lost three in a row.
Yeah, may not have LeBron.
Ah.
there's a whisper out there that they may sit LeBron for against the Hornets and the Blazers to give him extra rest. So
yeah, so the Lakers are supposed to play. So they will be on a back-to-back. They're supposed to lace them up tomorrow against Charlotte. Eight teams currently have a worse record than Portland.
So we will see.
NBA.
The last couple of seasons after the All-Star break, the cord officially got yanked out of the wall. So we shall see how hard we pull on this cord.
Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
Number one.
My number one fan.
We're spitting on things?
Number one.
Today marks the opening of the NFL's franchise tag window. So from now through March 4th, all teams can tag one of their free agents. Nine teams used the tag last year. So it's a one-year tender. It's worth either the average of the top five salaries at that player's position or 120% of the player's most recent salary. Most likely to be tagged, Sam Darnold of the Vikings. Tagged today already was Cincinnati wide receiver T. Higgins.
And his mom, his second year in a row, by the way, for T. Higgins. And his mom went to Instagram and said, "You selfish bastards." T's not happy. Now, you can sign the tag and then negotiate a contract or a trade. We'll see what happens. Cincinnati has said that their intention is to try to keep all three of their big star players to go around Joe Burrow. A lot of people in the NFL say that's not going to happen. And it's dumb that Cincinnati keeps doing this, because then they have to take the full $26 million cap hit at once, as opposed to spreading it out by signing them to a large deal.
There's your Hot 5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. A hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. So a little nugget on Coach Prime I'd like to bring to your attention, if I may.
Yeah,
we'll do that next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to our show. We are talking sport with you here on 1080 The Fan. Colorado coach Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Back in the news.
So he was back to saying he could never coach in the NFL after attempting to coach in the NFL. But
yeah, you wonder how that all went down. Yeah. Well, he always says that. He says he doesn't want to coach in the NFL because he thinks players are spoiled and won't practice hard.
Yeah, but then, like, when money comes up, everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's interested in the Cowboys job, and he would take it if offered.
Well, wasn't he the one that, to his credit, he got out in front of it and said, yeah, I am talking to Dallas.
I don't remember that. I just know that there were people saying that if that job is offered to him, he would take it for a number. It's just that Jerry's cheap ass won't pay.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he hit social media with it. He said, look, I am not shopping around.
Yeah,
I'm my feet sees
eight toes down.
Because he's missing two toes.
He's missing two toes.
Eight toes down in Boulder, but Dallas. Sent out there. He said, "Yeah, Dallas called, and it was an interesting conversation. Something to that effect."
Yeah.
So he was interested in that because it's the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the
but Jerry lowballed
the most expensive franchise in the world. Why wouldn't you at least listen?
But he said this little nugget. I read today. I didn't know this. Apparently, he's done this the whole time at Colorado. Mm-hmm. He has never made an in-home visit.
No.
Did you know that?
I did know that. Doesn't believe in them.
He doesn't believe in them.
No.
And he also doesn't visit high schools.
No. That's why a lot of people don't take him seriously, in that he kind of doesn't really buy into the whole high school thing. He believes in the transfer portal, and they just don't think it's a real sustainable model. And this was like Joe Paterno got murdered for this. Supposedly at the end, Joe Paterno wouldn't go on home visits, and people crucified him for it. Terrell Pryor was from Pennsylvania, and I guess it was like an hour and a half or 2 hour drive from State College, and Joe Paterno wouldn't go visit him. And I guess the family was like, well, dude, F you. Like, we're not going
but
there.
But that was a different time. Like, you had to make that trip if you wanted that quarterback. You don't have to do that anymore.
Ah, boy, I don't know.
Are you telling me that he only gets transfers?
Well, he gets transfers, and I mean, they get high school kids, but I mean, he obviously leans, and because they got a high school quarterback that was a USC flip. But yeah, they don't, they are 100% heavy portal as opposed to high school rankings.
But if you, but so he's still not, even for the high school kids that he does get, he makes them come to Boulder. He does not.
No.
Does not go visit them.
Does not go visit them.
He said, so I have his quote here. He says, instead of the standard practice of visiting the homes and high schools of recruits and having those recruits visit his campus too, Sanders has used his national fame to lure in recruits to meet him on campus only.
Yeah.
He even recently started a weekly entertainment talk show on Tubi to help reach recruits and their families another way on their screens.
But can I?
He says, well, let me give you his quote here.
Yeah, give me the quote.
He says, quote, that's how I recruit. I don't go to nobody's school or nobody's house. I'm not doing that. I'm too old to be going to somebody's school, somebody's house. All the kids that I'm recruiting, as a matter of fact, they're in the transfer portal. They're grown men with kids. They don't need me to come around their crib and try to convince them to come play for me. Nah.
Yeah. See, and this is why I ultimately don't take him seriously.
End quote.
Yes. So, I mean, just...
Well, he's done a pretty good job with that so far.
Has he?
But I do see... Well, I think he has, yeah.
I don't... I mean...
Yeah, because everybody said he was... Listen, let's give him credit. Or let's be fair to him. At the start of this year, everyone thought that was going to be a disaster.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
It was not. But
he was in the running for the Big 12 Coach of the Year.
And yet they won nothing. I would also like to point out that from a recruiting standpoint, not transfer portal, do you know where they ranked in Big 12 recruiting last year, this class that just signed?
This says 27th.
No, this was for this year in the Big 12. There's 16 teams in the Big 12.
Yeah,
just high school.
Oh, in the Big 12. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm reading it at the same time. But not nationally. You're saying Big 12?
Big 12. 12. 16 teams.
I would imagine because you're trying to make a point that it's 12.
16.
Oh, damn.
There's 16 teams in the Big 12. They're 16th. In the 2025 class coming up here, this next run, they are currently 37th.
But that doesn't take into account transfer.
It does not take into account transfer.
Well, program. And that's what he says. He's like, I'm doing this all off of transfers.
And I believe that this ultimately will crash and burn in a colossal failure.
Right. Well, we'll see.
So, I'm just saying, this is like when everyone else, Ohio State, Oregon, LSU, Michigan, Georgia, Nick Saban, for God's sakes, when they all do it, and now you've got Dion being like, yeah, I'm not doing it that way. I'm doing it this way. I'm sorry. You're not an innovator. I think you're kind of a dumbass. And obviously you've done it in 2 years there. You've made the program somewhat relevant. You have.
Well, he's using his name.
He's using his
name. Like, not everybody could do this.
No.
Because he's prime, he thinks he can do this.
Yeah.
And he's had some success doing it. I mean, this says that, this is why I said 27th, 17 transfers, 14 high school recruits. Total, the recruiting class is 27th nationally.
Because of the transfer portal.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, it doesn't, like, we shouldn't take that away. If that's his route, or route, as it were, mm-hmm. If he still ends up, no matter how he gets there, with the 27th nationally ranked recruiting class at Colorado, that's pretty good.
I guess.
That's pretty good.
I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
How is it not for Colorado?
Again, from where they're at, but I would also, again, their best win, this is why two things can be true at the same time. I'm not trying to crap all over Deion Sanders, but people make this out to be this Herculean sort of thing that he's done. His best win there is probably Utah. I mean, Oklahoma State, which were bad teams last year. He has not beat anybody.
Well, he's got some buzz.
Okay, and now you've lost Travis Hunter, you lost Shadur Sanders, that obviously came. So
yeah, that's the interesting
part.
I'll just
be interested to see where this goes. I am still willing to wager that the way he is attempting to do this is going to be a unmitigated disaster. And this was a little bit, and look, I ate my crow last year and I was like, dude, that is way better than anyone thought. And towards the end of the year, they were a solid team. Didn't go anywhere. Lost to BYU in the bowl game. Thank you. But obviously he did a nice job of stabilizing that program from where it was at. But we said this exact same thing with Herm Edwards when he first got there. We're like, oh my God, he took a really weird, funky approach. It didn't make sense to anyone, but they're like, all right. And for a year or two, it was okay. And then it went into the side of the mountain. I still firmly believe that the way he is going about doing this and relying so heavily on the transfer portal and just using his name and that and not spending any time recruiting into the high school ranks and trying to grow and develop a team from within, I believe that this will crash and burn. And we'll still see what happens now, because I do think that Travis Hunter and his son kept that program. I think they did a lot of heavy lifting, and I will be very, very interested to see where it goes this year.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll crash and burn. You may be right. I would say I think he can do it this way because he already has. It's just I don't know that they'll ever be great that way.
And that's my point, is I think if he actually cared and were actually to put effort into it recruit and try something, to say that you're too old and I ain't doing it that way, it fascinates me. I mean, that takes some balls, and I'll give him that. That
you think
man
he's kind of lazy?
I do. I think this is, that to me speaks of someone that
he wants to coach but doesn't want to do it.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't want to go all in.
Yes. He his thing is, I am so famous and I have such a name that I think I can get by doing it this way, as opposed to, and it also leads me to believe that he's not going to be long for that program. Cause I've said it, it's fine if you want to go out and look, Oregon fills holes with the transfer portal, Alabama does, everybody. But to say that is basically how you are going to construct your roster, is this constant turnover and bringing in transfer kids. I do not believe that that will be something that you can have long-term success with. I still think the meat and potatoes of your team has to be a developmental program, bringing kids up through the ranks, especially along the O&D lines. And I will be fascinated to see how this works.
So how unusual is Dion's recruiting approach? Never having gone on an in-home visit. This, according to USA Today, Brian Kelly of LSU made 257 off-campus recruiting contacts from December of 2022 to early February of 2024.
Dion's never done one.
And that included 46 home visits.
Well, and again, I bet you if you asked, and he would never say this, he wouldn't talk about it, but I'm guessing that can we admit that Dan Lanning has done a nice job at Oregon?
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing that, and Dan Lanning puts together a top five recruiting class. I'm guessing that if you went to Dan Lanning and said,
you no longer do in-home visits, or
I bet he would, or he said, can you believe in today's day and age, 2025, that there is a power four coach that does not believe in going to visit kids? I bet you he would laugh his ass off. And I bet you could say that about Kirby Smart. I bet you could say it about Lane Kiffin. You say it about any of those guys. So is his ego that big?
The answer to that is yes.
And well, there you go. And so to me, if you ask me why I think that thing will crash and burn, right there. When your ego is so great that you do not feel the need to do something that every other big time coach and national championship winning coaches, the Ryan Days of the world. And that's why, like, a little bit like the Dabo thing, I said the same thing when Dabo was like, you know, we're not really about the transfer portal at all. I'm like, well, all right, well, you get ready to fall behind then, because the transfer portal works and every school is using it. And when you are the one that is you say, nope, we're going to do something completely different. You can say in one way that makes you like an innovator, but at some point you're just a dumbass. That's like saying, like, best practices. Like, that'd be like if you were a golf, you're a pro golfer. You're like, you know what? I don't really believe in practicing.
Nice.
I know everyone else practices, but you know, I just have all this natural talent.
I don't get a lot out of it.
Yeah. I'm done with it.
I'll be out there on.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go to Augusta and play the course before the Masters? Why? No, I'm fine. I don't need that.
Do you think that, I'm only just now thinking of this because you brought up Dan Lanning, but do you think that all that bit, because the talk with your helmet, and he was, like, when they killed Colorado 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You wonder if that had something to do with it. Like, Lanning was looking at him going, dude, come on, man.
I guarantee it.
You won't even do in-home visits. We're going to kick your ass.
Yes. I'm guessing that behind the scenes,
we're fighting for wins.
Whether you want to call it jealousy or you want to call it sour grapes, you can call it whatever you want. I'll bet you that right there, I bet you that pisses a lot of people off. Because I do think that those coaches spend as much, if not more, time on that recruiting stuff than anything else.
And they probably hate doing it.
And the idea that someone says, too old for that crap, I don't need to do any of that, and then tries to go out and kind of do the, look, that guy makes a lot of waves and ruffles a lot of feathers, and I think that plays a role in it. And yes, if I was a coach that put in that amount of time, I absolutely would want to make a statement by kicking that dude's teeth in on the field and then doing the fighting for clicks thing.
I will say this about Prime, he certainly doesn't care about having a target on his back.
No, he does not. And that's where I will say, the one thing I respect about Deion Sanders is that dude is himself. And he'll be good and damned if he's going to change for everybody or anybody. But I ultimately don't know how you can be successful in that world.
All right. Lyles v. Hill.
Yeah.
We have a race.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, they are going to race.
There's a race. There's a fight. We got all kinds of stuff coming up.
We're going to get to that coming up next. Here's Will.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
So we were discussing this little racy race back when Tyreek Hill challenged Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
Well, a little development.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to race.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill's going to get smoked.
I have the odds here.
Okay. It's like when dumbasses were betting on Mike Tyson over Jake Paul. You're about to lose some money.
Now, you remember Michael Johnson. So, if you don't know who Noah Lyles is, he's the U.S.'s fastest man.
Yes.
He's our Olympian who won the gold in the 100 meters.
Yeah, and then I think with he was like deathly ill, right?
Did he had the COVID.
Did he win the bronze, I think, in the 200? Or was it the 400?
Two.
Yeah.
Says young Will Erner.
And yeah, he likes to stir up the pot, too. Remember, he's the one that made
Noah,
fun of,
yeah.
Yeah, he made fun of the NBA.
Yeah. And... Well, Michael Johnson raced Donovan Bailey back in the day, who was the Canadian.
Yeah.
And that's the one where Michael Johnson came up lame.
Mm-hmm. Pulled a hammy.
Well, it was a fake injury. He was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah. It's like, ah.
Oh, I'm hurt. My arm. So this one, of course, Tyreek Hill of football fame, Noah Lyles. I mean, it used to be that the fastest man in the U.S. was kind of a coveted title.
Yes.
But people don't really seem to care anymore.
Well, I don't know.
So this might be a great thing for Noah Lyles.
I would assume that this is going to be a big deal for Noah Lyles. Like, but like Usain Bolt was the fastest man in the world, and that was a big deal. So it still matters.
But that's the world.
That's the world.
And he was setting records.
Yes.
The U.S.'s fastest man used to be a big deal.
Yes.
It is just not as much anymore. As a matter of fact, you could probably line up a lot of sports fans who don't even know who Noah Lyles is.
Yeah, that's probably
true. But if you took his medals and, you know, I don't know, Michael Johnson or, you know, go through all the years of all the guys who had that title.
Yeah, Noah Lyles did not strike the chord that some of the others have.
No, I don't know why, because he's as outspoken as any of them.
I know. I don't know why that is. Because, I mean, sprinters in the past, and we've seen it with, you know, figure skaters and gymnasts. Like, I mean, Simone Biles was a huge deal. Winning a 100-meter dash at the Olympics and being an American should lead you to fame and fortune, and I don't think it really did with him.
Well, maybe it will with this.
It's possible.
Sportsbetting.ag, I guess, has the odds.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
And then we still don't know how. They said between 40 and 100 meters.
Yeah, right? They don't know. So they've placed odds on, because if they run 100 meters, Tyreek Hill has no chance.
Zero chance.
But so they're saying that if they run
the shorter distance, 40, the better chance, right?
40 yards.
Yeah.
Right. And in that instance, Tyreek Hill could have a chance. So here's what they've done. They've broken the odds down into three different sections. One is if they run 100 or more yards, Noah Lyles is minus 1,000.
Yeah.
Meaning you have to bet $1,000 to win $1.
Yeah.
Like, right? $1. Or is it 100?
I think it's
$100.
It's $100. Is that 1,000?
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is plus 550.
Yeah.
So if you bet if you bet 100, you'll win 550.
Yes.
That's the odds if they run 100 or more yards. If they run between 61 and 99 yards, Lyles is only a minus 300 favorite.
Really?
Yeah. And Hill is plus 200. So if you bet 100, you win 200 on Hill if he wins. And then 59 or fewer yards, Lyles is down to minus 130, and Hill is minus 110.
I could care less at what distance they race. That's the fastest man in the world, and all he does for a living is run in a straight line. Tyreek Hill is going to get dusted. So
you going to bet it?
Yeah, I will. If they do this, I will go ahead and load up on. Although not if the odds are that skewed, but
well, they're not really that skewed.
If it is a somewhat reasonable odd, I will place a significant wager on Noah Lyles.
I mean, they're not really that skewed based on what you're saying. So you can get Lyles. It depends on how, you know, how far they run. You can get Lyles at minus 130 or minus 300.
Yeah.
It's not that skewed.
No. Noah Lyles will dust him. So, yes, I will be, if they follow through with this, I will be betting on Noah Lyles. Again, this is stupid, like, athletic bravado. This is like Chad Johnson is this way. Chad Johnson thinks that like he's like an MMA fighter, and like everyone that like plays a sport thinks that because they're good at that sport, it translates into other things, and it does not. Again, you are talking about the fastest man in the world. That is all he does, and he's the best in the world at it. Tyreek Hill like ran in college and wasn't even great in college. Like he was a college sprinter.
Like that. Where was he?
Well, he started at Oklahoma State and then he got kicked out because I think he threw his girlfriend down some steps. And then
you're
he ended up.
You're not supposed to do that, I don't
think. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. And then he ended up at like some smaller college in Louisiana. So it's just, it's silly. So
Well, I think they should race with boxing gloves on.
That would be something.
And then fight after they cross the finish line. That's what I think they should do. I'm in. I'll watch.
Yeah. Well, that and so Mahomes' dad is going to fight John Rocker, too.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I know they got in a fight in New Orleans.
They had to come out and admit that that's staged.
Oh, so, that was a bit for their fight.
Yeah, so his dad, that was a potential probation violation for all the Deweys. And so the dad had to come out and admit that it was a staged stunt to promote the fight.
Wait, is he lying about that? In other words, like he's just trying to avoid that being a...
No, most people thought that that was a put on anyways, and then they had to come out and be like, it,
so,
it was.
Wait a minute. So John Rocker,
yes,
the old racist baseball player,
yes,
who nobody's heard from in years.
Yes.
He is going to fight,
yes,
the father of Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And why?
Because they hated each other when they played. And apparently there's still some sort of rivalry, and I don't know, but that... somehow Barstool got involved, and they do a rough and rowdy where they do like a smoker down in West Virginia, where it's just a bunch of, you know, bunch of fat dudes and idiots get together and wildly swing on each other. And so John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr., until Pat Mahomes Jr. steps in and is like, you are not effing doing this, they are going to fight at the next rough and rowdy in West Virginia.
Oh, somebody brings up a good point. They're saying it might not be a straight race.
What do you mean?
In other words, it might not be just a straight.
If he ran a 200, then there would be a curve to it.
But. I saw something. They wouldn't run a 200 because that's Lyle's actual event. Like, he gets faster the longer the distance between the 100 and 200. I saw that they were talking about base pass. Like,
yeah,
running.
So there you go.
From home plate
there
to
you
home. Because Tyreek, I want to say Tyreek Hill broke the record.
So that changes things.
He broke what record?
I guess there's a record for how fast you've gone home to home, and he broke it or something. I saw something like that on Twitter.
So just let you know, so a 40-yard dash. So what's Tyreek Hill run the 40 into the combine? I don't know
that he went to the combine.
Okay, well, I'm sure he runs a 4.4, maybe a 4.3, right? Whatever. No, so in the 100-meter, you know, it's not yards. So 40 yards is like 36.5 meters, right? So they broke that down. Do you know what Noah Lyles in a race typically runs 40 yards at? 36.5 meters, what they clock him at. And by the way, he's not even trying. Like, that's just him coming out of the blocks and he's running his race. He gets faster as it goes. Would you care to guess?
I know Tyreek Hill's. It's a 4.29.
Okay.
I would assume Noah Lyles is closer to a 4.15.
He runs it in about 3.88.
Wow.
So, I mean, and again, that's not him. He's saving something in the tank, obviously. He's getting up to speed. He's not even known for being a quick starter. He's known as someone that gets faster as it goes, and he runs a 3.88 to a 3.9 at roughly 36.5 meters, which would be 40 yards.
They are saying that just the other day, Tyreek Hill set the new world record for the fastest time around Major League Baseball bases.
Okay.
And then they're showing a video of it, and he's... So it's 12.06 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was set in 1932. Hmm. And he did it, but he's doing it on, you know, like
turf.
It's not AstroTurf, but it's, you know, the new.
Yeah, the field turf.
Yeah. So there's no dirt.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Yeah. But there's video of him setting the world record for that.
Yeah, well, there's
videos. And they also said.
There's videos of Noah Lyles racing every fastest man on the planet and winning.
That's a good argument.
Imagine not trying to run a 40-yard dash, casually going out at the NFL Combine and being like, yeah, I don't know, this isn't my jam or anything, and clocking a nice 3.9 and being like, hey, is that fast?
Well, they also said in high school, Hill came within 1/100th of a second of setting the national high school record for the 200.
And yet, Noah
a record
Lyles,
that had stood for 30 years.
And yet, Noah Lyles came within no seconds because
he
won
broke
the
that.
Gold medal and broke.
Well, no, Noah Lyles, he broke that in 2016.
I mean, what are we doing?
But still, I mean, that'd be kind of close.
It's not.
It'd be kind of close.
It's not.
1/100th. Come on, dude, that's close.
Yeah, that's the high school record.
No, it was the national, yes, national high school,
high school
record. Yeah, okay. And Lyles is the one that broke that. Okay.
And then he went on and got old and kept getting better. Why do we, what is our fascination?
I'm betting on Tyreek.
With taking,
despite
like,
spite you.
What is our fascination with trying to make amateur, because he is an amateur runner. What is our fascination with amateur people competing against the best in the world at something?
I think it's just the appeal of two different disciplines coming together for one thing. It's just the appeal of seeing it happen.
Yeah.
Like how it's the you're inquisitive. Like you just. You're like, wow, Tyreek's really fast. How would that compare to the fastest in the world? Well, I guess we get to find out, and that's interesting.
That's interesting, huh?
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the idea of, was it Bill Murray always had the idea is that sports would be a lot better if you had one average Joe
average dude
participating so you could see the baseline of just an average guy doing the same thing that the athletes are doing. Yeah. That would be cool. That's actually a great idea because then it's like, wow, I have a real appreciation for Anthony Edwards when I watch Big Sook out there chucking threes and getting swatted.
Well, that's what you see like when you watch you missed the Celebrity All-Star game while you were gone.
Thank God.
But I pointed out
Drewski played.
It was a bunch of people you've never heard
Drewski.
Of.
Drewski.
Is there anybody I would have heard of?
Shibuzi.
Okay.
Leif Schreiber's brother.
Brother, not Leif Schreiber, but
He was in the second season of The Wire. He's like the main character.
Okay, didn't watch The Wire, but...
But I made the point there is no sport that every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and I mean every one of those dumbasses out there, thinks that they look good and athletic playing, but really look like an absolute boob. You look like Angel Reese shooting a jump shot, than playing basketball. Because, like, everyone thinks, like, oh, yeah, I'll dribble out there, and you can see them playing, and they think that they're, like, being athletic, and when you watch them play, you're like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, that's like the Darren Revell guarding.
Yes.
Didn't he try to guard an NBA player or something?
Something like that. He was
and
like
he
a,
just looked absurd.
Yes.
But football would be the same. I mean, come on,
dude. Yes. It's the same thing.
Can you imagine me out there with helmet and pads running around?
It's all the same.
Joe's. Bring it back. Great show.
You know, me out there cutting on my route. I think I'm doing this. Oh, that's a nice cut. And then you're laughing at me.
Joe Fisher thought he could run a 5.3 40 because like there was a lineman at the combine thought he ran 5.3.
It was faster. I want to say it was closer to a 5.1.
And Joe's like,
not with that boiler.
Joe's like, I could do that. I'm like, oh my God. No, you can't. Because when we watch a lineman that runs 5.2 or 5.3, in our head, they're like, oh my God, that's so slow. And you're like, dude. If you went out and ran that, you would blow out your hamstring and you're going to run like a 5.9. But like we just have this, athletes today make things look too easy. And so when we watch them, our male brain is like, I could do that. I absolutely got this. I watch people all the time walk into whether it's like my boxing gym or my jiu-jitsu gym who have never done it before, but they're like, well, I wrestled in high school. And like they'll go to a black belt and they're like, I got this. And you're like, oh my God. Or you get a college wrestler, a guy that wrestled at Portland State a while back. And then I think he went to ASU and he came in, had never done a class. And he like went to like our best black belt and was like, I got this. And we're like, this is going to be great. But in his mind, he's like, well, I did this and it doesn't look that much different than that. Therefore, I got this. And you just get folded into like a chair, but the male brain can't. It just can't allow us to admit.
High T, baby.
Yeah, high T.
That's that ego.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I've never actually thrown a punch, but you know, I've watched a lot, and when I get mad, I see red. Therefore, I'll just knock you. I'll knock this guy out.
Well, it's kind of the same thing as like every guy.
Yeah.
I don't think every guy thinks he can fight, but I think
every guy thinks they can fight.
I don't think that. I think they just think that they. If push came to shove,
they would rise to the occasion.
Yeah, every guy thinks that.
Yes. And that may be if you are going to get someone that is also in that. But when you have someone that has trained for years at something and you're like, I've got this, it's hilarious to watch them get dismantled and then be like, oh, I
read a book on this, so I'm going to kick your ass. Right.
But we wouldn't do it in some things. Like, no one would try to, like play hockey. Like, we
fly
know.
Fly an airplane?
Yeah, yeah. I got this. I land an airplane.
Yeah, don't worry about this. I read about this. Yeah. Although one kid did do that. The kid who stole
Well, he didn't land it.
Well, he did. He just crashed it.
Well, that's not a landing. He took off. I'll give him that. Remember, you watched a simulator video, and he did get it off the ground. Landing is a different
story. Isn't that amazing that he did that, though? He stole an airplane by watching a simulator video.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. Landing was more
underrated.
Landing was more of a problem.
Well, yeah, but I think he wanted to Didn't he want to die?
He talked about it. I don't know. I think he took it into the side of like Mount Rainier or something.
No, no, no. It landed on one of the islands across the way from Chambers Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Crash landing.
Yeah, I think that may have been intentional. Yeah. I think he knew that.
So if he could land it, I wonder if they could talk him down or if he tried to really land.
That would have been fascinating to see.
Couldn't go any worse than that one in Toronto.
I can't. The videos coming out of that are insane.
All right, we'll
how
get
did
to
that not catch on fire?
Well, it did.
Well, yeah, I guess it caught a little bit on fire. How did it? Normally, when plane crashes, that's a inferno. That's the big old ball of fire.
It kind of looked like an inferno to me.
Yeah, they got it. No one died. Yeah. Lost a couple wings and see the one guy trying to take his bag off the plane.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up 6 to 7. We'll wrap up the hour next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I've seen that plane crash in Toronto. If you haven't seen the video, it's bananas.
Mm-hmm. And like, there's a million videos. Like, people are taking it inside. There's ones of it flipping. I mean, it's, well, nowadays everything's on camera, but it's just how everyone walked away from that. I can't process it.
Yeah. So they're saying that. So the plane lands and it just looks like a normal landing, mm-hmm. but then it just skids and flips.
Well, the landing gear gives out.
Yeah, and it skids and flips and catches on fire, and everyone lived.
Yeah.
4 people critically hurt. There was something like, I think, 80 on board or something like that.
Yeah.
But Jeff Baton Rouge, our boss, was just flying Delta out of Minneapolis mm-hmm. yesterday. So yeah. Up that way.
Yep.
And he said he knew nothing of the Toronto plane, but he said it was -7 degrees. And he says he doesn't really get nervous flying, but he was thinking in this instance of the icy runways and all the recent, you know, incidents.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my the BTJ she's in Baltimore for work, and they had to abort takeoff because of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were coming in, and I don't know. It was hard. She was kind of half asleep. She said it woke her up, though. And so she doesn't exactly know how close they were, but they were coming down, and the pilot said, nope. And they apologized.
Oh, you said takeoff.
No.
You're talking about landing.
Landing, sorry.
Yeah, no. They had to circle back around.
Yeah, they were going down, and they were like, nope. Came back up, circled the airport, and gave it another run. And people were...
Oh, I bet they were nervous.
Yeah, people were very nervous. And then they said when the pilot landed, everyone clapped, and the pilot was like, sorry about that. He's like...
Well, you know. I think that, you know, an aviation bro is going to yell at me here if I'm wrong about this, but I think that's actually common. They have to do the come in sideways maneuver or whatever, you know?
I don't know. I've never had it. Now,
I've had that.
I've had it on a small plane. I've never had it on a big one.
And it wasn't wind. It was just, I've had a... Have you ever been on a plane where you're going down to land and they don't land? They pull back up. I've had that.
Yeah, we literally touched and popped back up.
Why is that?
So it was windy in Palm Springs. This is probably a year or two ago.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think that's a pretty common thing.
I've only had it when on a little plane in Alaska, and that made me want to poop my pants.
Bro,
I've never had it on a big
tough plane. Start to the year for air travel.
Yep.
So people are a little on edge.
I would say so.
Excuse you.
Yeah, it might be the most insane thing. If you watch that video of the landing gear going and that plane flipping and then the fire, if you were to tell me watching that everyone survived on that plane, I would be like, you're an effing liar.
I would have said no way.
Everyone's dead.
There's 21 got hurt.
But no one died.
Nope.
I just can't fathom that. And because it did catch fire, but it didn't stay on fire.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. A lot of the texters were texting in. We got Aviation Bro again, who says that the wings broke off
mm-hmm.
and most of the fuel is in the wings.
Oh, and that's...
And that's why you didn't get the big inferno that you were expecting.
So it was actually the best thing in the world that it flipped and ripped the wings off?
Well, somebody even said that they went as far as to say that they're designed to break off like that because they have the fuel in them.
Well, most of the time when planes crash, it's lights out and the big ball of fire engulfs everything. So I don't know, man. And then to see the video of the lady ushering everyone out and the seats being... upside down, and I do love that there's one dude who tried to take his carry on with him, and they're like, no.
Why won't they let him take it?
No one was allowed. They just
Why not?
Because they were afraid the plane was going to catch back on fire.
Okay, but if he's got it,
no.
It's not like he's rummaging around for it. He's got it on his with it on his person. Let him take it.
The lady's like, she's yelling at everyone, no bags, no bags.
Why not? I hate that rule. That's a see again. They should put me in charge of all this. That's common sense.
I think at that moment, everyone's just got to get out of the plane.
Well, I understand that, but if you've got your you've got it strapped to your body, how's it any different than your shirt?
The problem with that is then if you do it, then everyone's going to start trying to grab bags, and your time is of the essence.
Well, everyone's stupid.
The
Stop
plane's
doing
on
that.
Fire.
Hey, if you don't have your bag, you can't go find it. If you have your bag, you're good.
It's not the way it works. I just love that.
But I just think it's funny that she's like, no, you have to put that down. Well, he's already got it.
No.
He's not putting it down. Screw you.
He did put it down.
Get out of my way.
Well, I guess that is true. I mean, what are they going to do if you just bear hug that and be like, bitch, get out. Yeah. I'm getting off this plane.
Okay, so she's going to stop evacuating the plane because some guy broke the bag rule? Get out of here.
I have this question. The plane is on fire. You are upside down. Do you take time to get your bag?
No.
Yeah.
But in this instance, well, we don't know that. It could have just been, he could have just had it like under his seat or it was like a backpack on him.
It wasn't under his seat at that point. I'm sure bags were strewn about. That dude took time to find that bag.
I didn't think that through.
I want to know what's in that bag that he was like, I got to get this thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was crazy. It's hard out there. Yeah. Although I flew over the weekend in very cold weather or in some bad weather too. I didn't think twice.
No.
I don't know why. Again, this is where me being stupid really helps me.
Yeah. I just don't
think about it.
I'm getting on a plane soon and it'll cross my mind. It's not going to stop me, but it's still by far, they say there's like 200 plane crashes a year. It's just that, I don't know, they seem to be piling up pretty quick and they seem to be pretty major ones, but I don't know if we're any less safe. It's just that, it's front of the mind right now.
Well, they've had a lot of layoffs.
Yeah.
That's the most worrisome part.
Yeah,
I mean, the people left know what they're doing, but, understaffed?
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with a landing gear breaking off and a plane flipping over, but I don't know.
Well, it may mean less maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less checks and balances.
Yeah.
As a plane gets ready to go out.
Would it happen that quickly? Like, I don't know.
I think it could.
Is somebody
oversee? Look, if you have 20 people inspecting the plane, and now you only have 15 people or 10 people inspecting the plane, wouldn't that just be, like, something could be overlooked?
Well, thank you for telling me this as I get ready to get on a plane here.
You're going to die.
Great. We're all going to die.
I wouldn't go if I were you. All right, we got to go. Let's talk about the weather.
Well, and this is weather related, right?
I mean, somewhat. I think it's more about just air travel these days, but weather is playing a part right now because it's so cold.
Yeah, doors falling off planes and
Philly one,
yeah,
just falls out of the sky
falls
into a
out
house.
Of the sky.
Like, what is happening?
No, I don't want to think about it.
Where's Sully?
I don't think anyone's stopping that thing. Although Denzel landed the plane upside down in that movie.
You know what they need to do? They need to clone Sully. And he will fly, and his little clone will fly every plane all over the country.
Oh, don't worry. Soon we're going to have the AI robot up there, right? Flying it. I'm sure that'll go well.
Also had a sexist moment at the house today. And my wife.
Yeah, I want to hear about the
nurse. She had to take an L.
I want to know.
So we'll get to that coming up in the club next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.